Taylor decided to come on down and join us, and so we'll hear a little bit from
live from Dominican University of California. Oh, my goodness. So excited to be here for more volleyball. To my left, Forrest Hunt. My main man, back from L.A., he was down at the World Series for Game 1, yours truly, Stuart Horn, and tonight's volleyball. 8 days as a student here in the last 17 years of volleyball. This rivalry.
Everybody comes. Everybody's here to see us take on Holy Names.
Yeah.
Just like every time you go to AT&T Park or Dodger Stadium, it's a packed house. It doesn't matter the record. It doesn't matter how good the teams are, how many All-Americans they have. It's just the school rivalry, and that's what it is here every year.
The Hawks, thus far this season, have kind of laid an egg.
0-11 in conference.
And figurative, huh? Boy.
Well, certainly figuratively. They're 0-20 overall, while the good old Penguins are 7-12 overall, but 6-5 in conference. We're ready for the national anthem, everybody. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide. And before the break tonight from 5 to 6, right here on Penguin Radio. And the starting lineups for tonight's match for the visiting Hawks from Holy Names, 0-11 in Pac-West Conference play. Christina Coba Riveras, the junior, is a 5'3", a 5'8" junior out of Yuba City. It's Oregon. She's an outside hitter. And Summer Verkruzen, a 5'10 junior out of Durham, California. She went to Feather River College, a transfer out of Feather River College. For the good old Penguins, under Yami Nolan. Coach Nolan in her second season leading the team, 7-12 overall, 6-5 in PacWest. Play, Zoe Burgess gets the start, a 5'2 sophomore out of Coeur d'Alene. Catherine Johnson, a 6'1 freshman out of Portland, Oregon. Brittany Lateague, the 6-foot junior out of San Jose. Kate Even, a 5'11 junior out of Phoenix, a transfer out of Xavier College Prep. Amy Steinwan, the magic wand, the 5'8 senior out of Colorado Springs. And Josie Walser, a 5'10 freshman out of Spokane. The Penguins, 6-5 Forrest. Not a bad start for the good old DUs.
Well, and they're on a 3-game win streak coming into this one. They took both games in Hawaii that they played. They took a road trip to Hawaii. They are now back home, safe here in California. And coming off two wins in Hawaii, 3-game winning streak. I mean, you are taking on an 0-20 team, 0-11 in conference. But these are the games that can end those winning streaks. I can tell you that firsthand.
Yeah, you don't want to let the record get in your head too deeply. The head coach for the Hawks is Adrienne Beltrami in her second season. Coach Beltrami, a very nice young lady, came over to say hi to Forrest and I and made a special effort to do so. Not many coaches do that, and we really do appreciate it. The Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. And we are ready for the beginning of tonight's game. This big match, best of five, rally scoring. Every time the ball touches the floor, a point is scored by one team or the other. The Hawks off to our right here on Media Row. Another worldwide broadcast on radio.dominican.edu. From Mumbai to Dubai. That's right. From the Yukon to the Euphrates. Now, that's a long way. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, it's Penguin Radio. Corbivurius with a perfect top-spinning serve to the right side. They get it off to Steinwan. And Amy Steinwan delivers the first blistering hammer shot of the night, 1-0 Penguins.
And she has over 1,000 kills in her career, and she just keeps it rolling right here to start out the match.
That is a nice start. 1-0 Penguins. Off to our left, the serve by Johnson. Penguins with the side out. And Penguins on offense now. A nice back set to Steinwan. She goes cross court. And she hit it so hard as Covarrubias dove for it. Covarrubias, pardon me. It bounced up into the 12th row of the grandstand. That's how hard Amy hit it. 2-0 Penguins. Johnson again, the 6'1" freshman out of Portland, Oregon. Not Portland, Maine. And there's a kill from the center court by Vera Cruiser. Vera Cruiser, the 5'10 junior out of Durham, California. You've been to Durham, haven't you?
I have not.
Forrest, you've never been to
Durham? I have been to Feather River College, where she transferred from.
Well, okay, that's got to be close to Durham, I would imagine, although I'm not sure. 2-1 Penguins, who are now on offense. They work it back to the left side, where Latigue gets a hand on it. And dumped right in the middle, a killer by Sierra Allen, the 5'11 freshman out of Vacaville. Now, there's no question where Vacaville is. 2-2. And the Penguins. Brittany Latigue from the middle in the front row, and Latigue uses that 6-foot height to get a good jump way above the tape and knocks it down in front of the 8-foot line.
When you mention height, it's going to be a key factor here, as most of the ladies on the floor for the Hawks, not much height compared to the Penguins.
Penguins libero player is Hannah Wiles. She with the serve. She's out of Battleground, Washington. And the block by Steinwan and Kate Even results in a point as the ball falls on the side of the visiting Hawks. 4-2. Penguins in control of this one. Set number one, Wiles, 5 feet right of the end line, of the middle line, I should say, and about 10 feet behind the end line. She runs up on it. Top spinner into the net. Unforced error. 4-3 in favor of the Penguins. And Forrest, you know how I feel about those unforced service errors.
Well, those are the things that'll kill you when you're playing a team that has no wins on the year.
Maddie Stanley to serve it up for the Hawks, who trail by only one here in set number one, the forward set. To the right side for Thomason. And she delivers the killing blow. And the Penguins get another one, 5-3. So a few people filing in, a few of the Penguin wackos, and I say that with all due respect, but these guys are definitely ready for Halloween. 5-3. Some of these Penguin guys are really nutty. Penguins with a great block. Here's a set. The Penguins work it over to Thomason. Holy Names is ready for it. A dink. And one of the Penguins reached for it. That was Katherine Johnson. She decided wisely to let it go wide. And it's 6-3 Penguins. Here's Steinwand, one of the greatest Penguin volleyball players in the history of the school. And that was a perfect setup. And her serve went long. An unforced error from the veteran Steinwand, something you don't see very often. 6-4. And coming in is Caraccio, Brittany Caraccio, a 5'9 freshman out of Modesto, to serve 6-4 for the Hawks. She lays it into the middle row perfectly. A back set to the back line. It's blocked across. Penguins are somehow managed to keep it in play. Summer Williams for the Hawks gets it across. And there's Kate Even with a big killer to the back row. 7-4. Good play there by Even. A beautiful play from the front row. Even has a great vertical move and really can unload. Here's Zoe Burgess, everybody. Burgess just so good from the service. Penguins with a good block. There's the helper. Well, that was a great helper by the Hawks. And they work it over to the left to Johnson, who puts it away, and the Penguins with the point 8-4. Set number one, everybody. Johnson with a killer. Well, the Penguins are racking up some stats. Here is Burgess. Way right of the center line. Burgess holds up the right hand. Perfect serve to the middle row. Short jumper. Oh, and put back by Kate, even in the back row. And none of the Hawks are waiting in the open court. 9-4 DU.
Kate Even's been a nuisance at the net so far, using her height. She's 6'1".
I said it was 9-4. I got ahead of myself. It's 8-4. Penguins now on D. Hawks let one fly, and the Penguins block it. Blocked by Kate Even. Now it's 9-4. Even doing it on both sides of the ball there for us.
We like to see her work off that quick set from Josie Walser. We'll see her do it throughout the night.
Here's Zoe, back row. It's bumped up by Baranowski. and shanked on the tape from Sierra Allen, the outside hitter close to us. Allen got vertical, but it wasn't a good leave. And she kind of shanked it off the right side of her right hand, and it went right into the tape. 11-4. Penguins totally dominant here in set number one over the visiting Hawks out of Holy Names. And a pretty good move out of Sierra Allen, but the Penguins are able to gather themselves. There's a good set by Kobavurius. And here comes Steinwan with a killer. And the ball ends up in the hands of Coach Beltrami. And Holy Names wants a timeout. It's 12-4. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball here on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. 102.3 here in San Rafael. I think it's a good time for a timeout for us.
I think you're right, and I think we have it all set up and ready to go.
Well, that would be a wonderful thing. I'd love to hear it.
Let's try it.
All right.
This is Amy Steinwand. You are listening to DU Volleyball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy Steinwand. That's a nice way to start it off with Amy Steinwand. Well, we are at a break, and Taylor Williams is here. Taylor, it's good to have you here in the Opulent Broadcasting area.
Thank you, Stu. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you had a good show tonight, and I want to talk to you as we about your show, not only tonight, but all of the shows. The last couple of shows have really been unbelievable.
It's been a blast, Stu.
Is that right? Well, just really quickly, as both teams go back out, who was your guest tonight?
We had ABC7 and former SportsCenter host Larry Beal.
Wow, SportsCenter, huh? Now you're going big time. And he was on, I heard, for about 45 minutes?
Yeah, he told me he could only be on for 15, and we ended up going 45, and it was a blast.
Well, that's what happens when you're a great interviewer. Here's Zoe Burgess, everybody. Taylor Williams, the host of In the Zone on Thursday nights, 5 to 6 on Penguin Radio. Zoe yells something in the front row. I don't know who's listening. Somebody's listening. Penguins in the eye. Now they break it apart. There's the bump from Kobavurius. Penguins pick it up beautifully. Tapped up by Wales. By Wiles, check it. Slammed across by Johnson. But the Hawks are on it. To the back row, saved by Amy Steinwand. There's Wiles wide, and the Penguins can't handle it. A poor leave out of Wiles, and usually she's spot on for us. 12-5 in favor of the DUs.
You know, she is really good. She's one of those spark plugs for the Penguins, along with Zoe Burgess. We see her go to the service line a lot and start some rallies for the Penguins while they're down, but commanding 7-point lead right now.
The 5'10 junior, here's Summer Williams with the runner to the back row. Amy with the bump. Now the set. Kate even with the killer right over our heads. And that's a point for the Penguins after Kate racks up another kill. I wonder if Kate even will get to the 1,000-point mark in her career.
She's got a couple more
years to go.
Yeah, she's only a sophomore.
That's right, 13-5. Penguins on top. There's the service out of the DUs. They work it over to the right side as Baranowski serves it up, and Lateague and Walter put it down. Another point for the DUs by 9, 14-5. Penguins in total control. Kate even now from the left side of the box. She goes wide right, almost off the ceiling, which is in play here at the Conlin Center, as most listeners are aware. Into the net by Baranowski. And Baranowski is clearly the Hawks' go-to outside hitter. And she just missed it a little bit there. So here's Kate again. Penguins by 10, set one. Kate takes it back row to the right side to Maddie Stanley, who got the start tonight, into the tape. And Brittany Lateague got wrapped up a little bit. And it falls on the Penguins' side, 15-6. Sierra Allen, a 5'11 freshman out of Vacaville, will serve it up for the Hawks. Penguins by 9 off the top of the tape, saved by Amy Steinwand. And a good block is laid in by Stanley, who approached the net. And Stanley, at 5'10", was able to get a good vertical move. Penguins lose that point, 15-7. Hawks got a little something going here for us. Here's Allen with the runner. Allen to the back row. Bumped up by Wiles. There's the set to Lateague. Softly into the back row. Trouble! Lateague with the dink and the winner, 16-7.
And Lateague, try to get her going here. She lost that joust at the net. She had a 2-inch advantage at the net, and she lost that one. She gets a point there. She likes to run that C a lot on offense.
Brittany Lateague is a 6-foot junior out of San Jose, and so athletic, and a service ace for the DUs. 17-7. Credit to Josie Walzer, the 5'10 freshman out of Spokane. Straight away, the runner. Walzer again, top of the tape, and it falls on the Penguins' side.
You know, well, sometimes you get the roll, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You can, and you can get away with it when you're up by 9. But those service errors, those are brutal when the game is close. So the Penguins in control. The runner by Kobaruvius. And there's Steinwan with the attempted kill and one of the best blocks I've seen all season laid in there by Maddie Stanley. She timed it perfectly when Amy Steinwan hits it as hard as she can. Look out. But Stanley blocked it perfectly. Kobaruvius looks over to the coach, to Steinwan. The set is mistimed by Lateague. It was either a mistime or a fake. But one of the Penguins is right there to pick it up. I believe it was Wiles. Now they set it over to Steinwan, who's off balance, bumped up by Lateague. Left side, Thomason. Back row deep. 17-10 as the Hawks pick up another one.
Let's go back to that missed timing there. It looked like Lateague was ready for a quick set. It looked like Walzer set it high. Just missed timing, missed
communication. I think you're right. I think that's what it was. And now the serve into the net by Kobaruvius. And those hurt the momentum so badly. The Hawks had all the momentum going. Here's Johnson to serve it for the DUs with the side out. 18-10, everybody, in set number one. 5 feet right of the center line. She goes diagonally to the back left. And they set it up to Verkruzen. And Verkruzen with the winner. 18-11. The Hawks get the ball right back, Forrest. And here's Baranowski, a 5'8 freshman out of La Jolla. All the way to the back row and beyond. A little bit deep, 19-11. Boy, the Penguins have really benefited from the service errors. The Penguins have 2 in this set, while the Hawks have 4.
Both teams trading service errors here, really disrupting the whole momentum that the Penguins have.
19-11. Here's the service by Wiles. Penguins on D, and it's wide. The attempted kill by Stanley is a little bit far out on the left side. She from the front right corner. That ball flew a long way. Wiles spins the ball, bounces it 3 times. Now she runs up. Just another perfecto into the middle row. Set up over to the near side. Summer Williams lays it out. Penguins on offense. Uh-oh, problems. Falling out of bounds and deep. Oh, brother. And the bump came off the hands of Maddie Stanley. And on the play, Forrest, it hit Sierra Allen right in the chin. 21-19. Unobstructed to the mug. 21-11. Penguins by 10. Wiles again. Middle row. There's the set by Kobaruvius. And the Penguins pick up another one. 22-11. Timeout. Hawks. Well, I will say this. The Hawks seem to be playing pretty well. The Penguins are just dominant. The Hawks are only in with 10 players, while the Penguins have a full squad with the exception of Chelsea Bone. So Coach Yami Nolan has depth. She's got fresh legs, and she's got a team that just got back from Hawaii on the road winning 2 in a row. And Yami was telling me about a harrowing experience they had going over to Hawaii. They had no time with which to work. They landed in Hilo, had to play, get on a plane. Immediately when they landed, run and play, and then get back. So they left on Thursday, played Friday, played Saturday, and came home immediately following that second game. And she said it was crazy, but of course, the thing that makes it better?
2 wins.
2 wins.
And sometimes landing and playing is the best thing that you can do. They used to call that, a coach I had called it, being trunk slammers. You get there, you slam the trunk, grab your stuff, you go and you play. And you don't really have any other time to worry about anything else. You're only worried about getting on the plane, getting off, playing, and then you're going to another match.
You're listening to NC2A Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins. Do we have a promo?
Yeah, we do.
I think we do. I love them.
We'll get one for you really quick.
Yeah, real quick. I can make your hands
clap. Hi, this is outside hitter Eleni Loizu, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
All right, thank you very much, Eleni, as the ball comes over and hits Forrest. and almost knocks him off his chair, and that's not easy to do. Forrest is not a little guy.
Look at that.
Pretty good arm. 22-12.
I'll say.
Forrest just heaved it all the way across the gym like Clayton Kershaw. More accurate than Kershaw. Penguins on offense. While we are away for Eleni Lezu's, or Luzu, what's her name?
Luezu.
Luezu. I should know, she's one of my students, but jeez, I always goof it up. Luezu. She's a very nice young lady, I will say that, even though I can't pronounce her last name. I should be able to do that. 22-12. And while we were away, the Penguins picked up a point. Oh, brother. And somehow, as Amy Steinwand absolutely hammered one across the court, one of the Hawks got in the way of it. And, in fact, it was Ali Baranowski and somehow was able to get the ball back, and the Penguins lose the point. And Baranowski deserves all the credit in the world, 22-13, for picking up that incredible attempted kill. Penguins on defense now. Luezu has not been in tonight. Looking forward to her first minutes. If the Penguins can somehow get through this first set, I bet we'll see Luezu in set two. I just feel it coming, 23-13, as the Penguins pick up another one against the Hawks from Holy Names University. One of the great rivalries in the conference, Dominican and Holy Names. Amy Steinwand with the serve, and just too much as Williams couldn't handle it. This is set point. Here in set number one, everybody. Penguin Radio, another worldwide broadcast. 17 years on the air. Never missed a volleyball game. Penguin Radio. That's a lot of volleyball. And there's the winner. Nope. Pardon me. Oh, it did. It was out of bounds. Okay. So the Penguins get set number one as it just flew long off of the hands of Baranowski there on set point. One set in favor of the good old DUs here at Dominican University of California. To my left is Forrest Hunt. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, and Taylor Williams is here. So Taylor does In the Zone on Thursday nights, 5 to 6. Talk about your show for a minute. Tell about your show. I mean, you're getting so many listeners, and your feed, your Twitter feed is blowing up, and everybody's talking about it. So talk about your show for a minute, Forrest. Taylor, not Forrest.
Well, thank you, Stu. I don't know if it's quite as great as you say it is.
It
but
is.
But we're trying out here. I love the fact that I'm on Penguin Radio. I get all the support from you. Forrest has come on a couple times as I've come on his show, The Audible, which is fantastic. He knows everything there is to know about college
When's
football.
That on?
That is 4 to 5 right before my show
on
Thursday.
Oh, it leads right into your show.
It does, and I come on sometimes at the end, and we debate a little college football, and he's been right a lot more than I have.
I wouldn't say that.
But In the Zone's been doing great. Last week we had Ross Bowers on, the starting quarterback for Cal Berkeley. He came on right after an upset win versus Washington State, which was awesome. A couple weeks prior we had a former 49er and Mike Schumann come on. It's just been awesome. We've had great guests. A real creative effort from me, a couple of my friends that are also working on the show behind the scenes, and I love doing it, and I love that I have the opportunity to do it here on Penguin Radio, and it gets to broadcast worldwide.
Nothing better than that. If you like sports, folks, you're going to want to listen to The Audible 4 to 5 on Thursdays, and then In the Zone 5 to 6 with Forrest and with Taylor. Well, in set number one, Forrest, Kate Even and Amy Stein won. Gee, that's surprising. They owned it.
I don't know if it's necessarily surprising. It might be to first-time listeners. But the thing is, Stein won, kill leader with 3. She's got 1,000 kills. Kate Even, right up there with 3, and she's PacWest Player of the Week. So, surprising? Not to us and not to them, for sure.
No, I think people who follow the team are not surprised to see that Kate Even is doing well, or better than well. It seems like Even has stepped it up, and her game has actually elevated. She was good last year. She's on her way to being a great Penguin.
Well, we know she's good up front. We know she's good with the quick set. She uses the height. She's 5'11". She's tall up front on defense, and then that serve, she starts in the corner. She's the only one on the Penguin squad that starts in the dead corner, I mean right there on the 90 degrees, and she likes that cross-court serve. She's good at it. She's very good at it, and she's just that spark plug. You see her when she comes off the court onto the bench, firing up the teammates, firing them up when she's on the court. She's that player that you want, that every coach wants on their team, that has – does well in every facet of the game, really.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Penguins are spreading it out nicely between Johnson, Letigue, even in Steinwan. While it seems like Holy Names is relying almost exclusively on Summer Williams for the attack work.
Well, and Summer Williams is their kill leader with 129 coming into the match. So she's plateaued 130 now. So that would be why they're going to her. And nobody else is near her. The next leading killer for the Hawks is Maddie Stanley with 75 coming into tonight. So all that right. shows you why they're running their offense through Taylor, not Taylor Williams, Summer Williams.
Summer.
Taylor Williams is to my left.
That's right. Taylor's our guy. Summers is there. You want to cue one up for us?
Yep,
our we'll next broadcast, everybody, is coming up in 48 hours. Art, you will be here. And if you come to the stadium, please wear your Halloween outfit. What are you going to go as this year?
I'm going to be you.
That's weird because I was going to go as you. Maybe I'll come as Mark Carlson. Who knows? No, I'm coming as Yami Nolan.
Yeah, there we go. Now that we got 10 seconds, dude, let's hear some real quick.
All right.
Hi, this is Coach Nolan, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Speaking of Coach Nolan, that was her right there. All right, everybody, set number two. We're ready. The Penguins off to our right. The visiting Hawks out of Holy Names off to our left. And here is Forrest.
Well, Josie Walser is going to serve the setter for the Penguins. She almost gets a service ace there, but out of the back row to save it was Sierra Allen up front, near side. Catherine Johnson into the block. Penguins able to save it. Zoe Burgess out of the back row. Hannah Wiles gets it over the set from Koba Ruvius. A good one as it falls to the hardwood, and the Hawks open up the scoring here in set number two.
You know, it makes me nervous when the Penguins get anxious and everybody collapses in from the back row and leaves the back half of the court exposed. The Hawks didn't take advantage of it there, but they certainly could have. There were no Penguins anywhere near the back line.
And it looks like Allie Baranowski is going to come in place of Summer Veracruz, and her serve will go to the back row. Dugout Burgess, quick set by Walser to Letigue, who gets it over. Up front, Cara Bruvius over the net. Josie Walser with the save, far side. Johnson, cross court, dugout by Koba Ruvius. Near side with it, that's Evans. Newly checked in, Evans up front for the Penguins. The set from Walser, near side, Steinwan off the tape. Hawks, two. And Penguins yet to score here to open set number two.
2-0 Hawks. It's the first time the Hawks have led tonight.
Yes, it is. And back to serve for the Hawks. Baranowski once again. She'll go near side. Long dig by Steinwan over the net. Punched back over by Baranowski. Quick set to Letigue. And she will open the scoring here for the Penguins in set number two. And they trail 2-1 to the Hawks.
Forrest, I think the Penguins got away with something because that was such a poor leave by Amy Steinwan, which never happens. But the leave was over the net, and somehow the DU's got it back, and Letigue was able to take care of business.
And checking in for the Penguins for the first time tonight, Abby Schultz in place of Zoe Burgess. The serve from Catherine Johnson, dugout, far side for the Hawks, Williams. Nice dig there by Hannah Wiles, near side, Schultz into the block, but she'll get the point. It'll be a kill for Abby Schultz. Newly checked in, first play, she gets a point to tie it up at two.
How about that? Whenever a player comes into the game, the serve almost inevitably goes to them, and Schultz gets her hand on it, her first point, and gets a kill.
The ball will find you.
Yeah.
Catherine Johnson's serve goes deep. Dug out, the dig was long. Over here to Media Row, and that'll be a point for the Penguins and a service ace from Catherine Johnson.
Good hands there by Forrest. You've had your hands on the ball tonight several times.
Not just getting back into it. Catherine Johnson back to serve once again, dugout by Allen. Koba Ruvius set near side into the net, and it'll be a point for the Penguins. Brittany Letigue gets credit for the block, and it is now 4-2 Penguins. Four consecutive points after trailing 2-0. Catherine Johnson back row, dugout Allen. Long dig over the net. Schultz over with it. Trying to save it is Koba Ruvius. The bump just able to get over the net. Nice dig there by Amy Steinwan. Catherine Johnson out of the back row. Dug out by Stanley. Far side with it. A joust at the net. And it looks like Steinwan got a little bit of the net, and it'll be a point for the Hawks. 4-3, Penguins lead.
I think you're right. I think she caught just enough of the net that she was called on it. I was happy to hear that the Atlas fire was declared 100% contained today, Forrest.
It is.
And we'll talk a little more on that as we go.
Back to serve Stanley. Dug out Johnson. Walser with the bump set, far side, Steinwan out of the back row, dug out by Koba Ruvius. Near side with it, bad set, able to handle it was Evans, but she floats it into the third row. It'll be a point for the Penguins, and they lead 5-3 as Kate Even comes back in place of Brittany Lettie. Libero Hannah Wiles back to serve for the Penguins. Her first time serving here in set number two. Her jump serve is going to go short, just clears the tape. Nice dig on the near side by Evans. That kill attempt dug out back row, Walser, and it'll be a point for the Hawks as Steinwan got a little bit of the net there again.
She got a little piece of the antenna over by the number one umpire. And you can't touch the antenna under any circumstance.
Back to serve for the Hawks. Caracillo, dug out by Johnson. Walser with the bump set. Near side, Schultz just over the tape.
Wow.
And it'll find the hardwood. And it's a point for the Penguins.
Boy, that was a tough play for Schultz. She was flat-footed and just had to time it as it was popped way up there. But she timed it perfectly and found a campfire on the other side.
Amy Steinwan, 1,000 kill lady, back to serve for the Penguins. Her serve goes deep. Dug out, Bernowski, set far side, blocked, a big block by Josie Walser. The setter getting a block there up at the net.
Steinwan is approaching 1,100 kills now.
There you go, approaching 1,100. Will she get it tonight? We'll see. Her serve goes deep again. Dug out, Barnowski, set from Kobaruvius, goes cross court, dug out, Johnson. Oh, and Kate Even, the huge kill off of the quick set by Josie Walser, and we know how much Kate Even loves that quick set.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She times it so beautifully.
Steinwan, back at the baseline. Her serve will go short this time. Nice dig, a long dig there by Stanley. Just getting it over was Schultz, and it will go out across the sideline. It'll be a timeout. Not a timeout. It'll be a substitution. Verkruzen will come in place of Barnowski.
Where's Luizu?
Oh, she's coming.
Okay.
The jump serve from Summer Williams, the leading killer for the Hawks. Dug out, back row, Johnson. Back set to Kate Even. Far side, off the block, Kate Even with two straight points for the Penguins as Zoe Burgess will be checking back in place of Abby Schultz.
On the play prior, the Penguins had a moment of miscommunication, which almost never happens with this team. But then, boy, did they make up for it there. When Kate Even is on, look out.
Burgess back to serve. She goes back row. Kobaruvius with a little setter dump. Walser able to punch it over to save it. Free ball for the Hawks. Quick set into the block goes Allen. It's another setter dump attempt by Kobaruvius. Dug out by Hannah Wiles. Over the net, out of the back row, Steinwan. Set far side for the Hawks. Into the block was Verkruzen. Just able to get it over. And Kate Even, boy, a huge kill off the hands of Caracillo. And, boy, Penguins lead 10-5. And Kate Even is not to be stopped here in set number two.
It's amazing. Most teams are really lucky to have a single player that's half as good as Amy Steinwan, and the Penguins have Even and Steinwan with the big arms.
Out of the far side corner was Veracruz, and her spike will sail into the Penguin bench. It'll be a point for the DUs, 11-5. Zoe Burgess going on her third consecutive serve, and we know that Coach Yami Nolan really brings her in to try and ignite some sort of rally for the Penguins, and she's doing just that here, and there you go. What do you know? Service error by Zoe Burgess, and it never fails, does
it? You set it up so beautifully, too. It was poetic. And then what happened? It found the net. Can't believe what I just saw.
Yeah, me neither. Sierra Allen back to serve. Her jump serve from the near side. Back row dug out by Wiles. Walser set near side. Catherine Johnson off the tape, and she will find the hardwood. It'll be a point by Catherine Johnson. Penguins lead.
You know, few things are as beautiful as a roller off the top of the tape with a ton of power, because it throws a defender off just an instant, and that's just enough for it to fall in.
Kate Evans cross-court serve from the near corner will just sail out. The lead cut to 5 on the service error by Kate Even. It is 12-7 Penguins as she will come out, and Hannah Wiles will return in Even's place.
Do you think she got yanked for the poor serve or just to give her a break?
Just to give her a break.
I think you're right.
Back to serve, Kobaruvius, her serve dug out by Zoe Burgess. In the block goes Catherine Johnson. Steinwan over by the media row, unable to save it. It is 12-8 after the block by Evans. And checking in for the first time tonight, Susanna Pilkerton in place of Catherine Johnson. Now Susie is a redshirt senior out of Dexter, Michigan, and she is a southpaw.
You're absolutely right. The lefty, also known as Pickles.
Back set from Walser. Goes to Lateague, running the C. Beautiful by Brittany Lateague as she gets the kill. Penguins lead 13-8 here in set number two. Yeah.
Pilkerton took, I think, her sophomore year off and then returned to Dominican to finish up. She's now, as you said, a redshirting senior. But what's so great about her game is that left-handed approach.
It comes off different. Kobaruvius is back set. Goes to Veracruz in near side. Dugout Wiles. Quick set. Lateague off the hands of Allen. And it'll be a point as the Hawks are unable to get it back over. 14-8.
For people who are watching on the Stretch Network and on Channel 30, when you see Lateague attack, she has such a long lag in her wrist motion that she generates just a ton of power when she finally gets to the ball.
Far side Evans tries to go down the line off the block of Steinwan out of bounds. It'll be a kill by Evans and a point for the Hawks. 14-9 Penguins lead. Checking back in for the Hawks, Baranowski in place of Veracruzin to serve. Baranowski on the near side of the service line. Her jump serve goes back row, dugout Burgess. Walser, quick set to Lateague, and the kill by Brittany Lateague. 15-9, DU. Yeah.
Walser to Lateague is almost as perfect as Montana to Rice.
It's smooth. It is definitely smooth.
Yeah.
Schultz and Johnson check back in place of Pilkerton and Burgess. The serve goes back row. Kobaruvius, far side set to Summer Williams for the kill. It is now 15-10, Penguins lead. Both teams in double digits now here in set number two. And Stanley will be back to serve for Holy Names. Her serve goes deep. Catherine Johnson will pick it up. Back set from Walser, far side. Steinwan into the net.
Unbelievable.
And the lead has been now cut 2-4.
Steinwan is always almost perfect each night, so when that one or two times a night where she miscalculates ever so slightly, it's just hard to imagine.
Serve from Stanley goes into the net. It's a service error. Point for the Penguins, 16-11, DU leads as Kate Even checks back in place of Brittany Lateague.
You know, Amy was in my class last semester, and I never asked her what. She always wears the same headband. She's been wearing it for years.
Oh, and the serve from Wiles was off the tape. Able to save it was Williams. Far side with it, Allen. Dug out by Schultz. Back set, Walser. Far side, Steinwan. Cross court, dug out, Kobaruvius. Far side with it, Holy Names. Williams goes cross court. Near side set to Schultz, who goes down the line. No, it just sailed out of bounds. It is 16-12. Penguins here in set number two. And checking back in for Holy Names will be Brittany Caracillo in place of Michaela Evans. So Caracillo in to serve. She's in the far side corner to our left. She'll go into the net. It'll be a service error. And that'll give the Penguins a five-point lead, 17-12.
Forrest, the Penguins are currently right in the middle of the pack in 7 out of 13 teams with Holy Names in the cellar. And Holy Names is hanging tough here in set two. Very tough.
Steinwan serve. Sails out of bounds. It'll be a service error, 17-13. As we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, these are the teams that you can't let beat you.
That's right. Absolutely.
You can't lose to the teams that you need to beat and that you should beat.
And that you should beat. And oftentimes it happens. Just when you're, you know, if they let up, their focus leaves for a moment, it's exactly what happens.
Teams trade service errors here as Summer Williams' serve goes out of bounds. 18-13 DU as Susie checks back in for Catherine Johnson and Zoe Burgess checks back in
and
for Abby Schultz.
As an example, Steinwan with three service errors tonight. She doesn't have three service errors in a week.
Zoe Burgess looking to change that right here. The spark plug for the Penguins from the service line. Her standing serve will go back row to Baranowski. Near side into the block. Huge block there by Kate Even. She brings the Penguin lead back up to 6. 19-13 here in set number two. Even. Burgess back to serve once again.
Even in Pilkerton, that's a tough wall to get through.
Zoe Burgess raises her right hand. Her serve goes short. Dug out. Kobaruvius, far side. Oh, and it hit the antenna. So it'll be a point for the DUs, and they're the first to reach 20 here once again in set number two. and we will have a timeout for Holy Names. 20-13, Penguins here in set number two.
Well, Forrest, we've reached the red zone in set number two, and Yami Nolan has yet to take a timeout. It's all been Hawks tonight.
Well, and that tells you about the communication with your players on the court and the coach saying, hey, you know, we're rolling right now. Yeah, they got within four, but we're taking care of it now. It's a seven-point lead, 20-13 here in set number two, five more, and we take a commanding 2-0 set lead. And players are probably telling Yami Nolan, you know, we got this. Don't worry about it. Let them make the mistakes. Yes, we've had a couple of service errors, but, hey, we're doing all right.
Burgess comes in and rattles off three in a row, and that'll always get you going the right direction. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, worldwide, 102.3 FM in San Rafael, and, of course, on Channel 30, where Community Media Center of Marin, under the direction of the great Scott Calhoun, there in the house with his full group, and we're happy to have him also on the Stretch Network worldwide for everybody who likes watching the Penguins on pay-per-view. 20-13 here in set number two. Forrest, it seems like the Penguins are in control, but I've got to give props to the Hawks. Are playing us very tough, 0-11 in conference, and they're playing this hard. These Hawks ladies have heart.
Well, I mean, at this point, if you're Coach Adrian Beltrami and the Hawks, I mean, you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose as Burgess's serve goes back row, dug out by Caracillo. Cross court, point. That kill came from Williams as she went cross court with it, and the outstretched Zoe Burgess was unable to get a piece of it. 20-14, Penguins lead here in set number two. Back to serve for the Hawks. Sierra Allen, the 5'11 freshman out of Vacaville, California. Her jump serve goes back row, dug out Steinwan. Walser, back set, far side, even off the block. Oh. It'll be a point. And, boy, that had some heat on it from Kate Even.
It did. It blasted right through the defensive wall in the front row and got to the middle row, and it was still going 110.
Kate Even will now serve from the near side corner from our right to left. She'll go cross court. Dug out of the back row, Summer Williams. Kobaruvia set, goes far side. And just a little dump over the net from Maddie Stanley proves to be enough for the Hawks. 21-15 as Hannah Wiles checks back in place of Kate Even. 21-15 here in set number two. Penguins took set number one. Back to serve, Kobaruvius for the Hawks. Her jump serve is a service error, and Zoe Burgess with a quick reaction and the good communication to let her teammates know that one was going to go out just by a couple inches there, yeah, across the back line.
It didn't go out by much, but somehow Burgess was able to feel it, and she knew it. She was right.
Penguins three away. Walser, the freshman, her jump serve dug out of the back row by Allen. Quick set by Kobaruvius, stuffed by Brittany Letigue. Hannah Wiles, bump set, far side, Steinwan into the block. Penguins able to keep it alive. Walser, near side, Pilkerton, the lefty, and she will find the hardwood. 23-15. DU in set number two.
That was left for Pickles, way wide left. But because she's a lefty in that outside spot on the near side, she was able to get to it without any trouble at all.
Walser serving. She'll go short with it, and it's a service ace for Josie Walser, the freshman out of Spokane, Washington, has an opportunity here to give the Penguins a commanding 2-0 set lead. 24-15, the freshman, Walser back to serve. She goes short with it, dug out, long dig from Williams. Penguins with the free ball now. Set near side to Susie. She goes cross court, and the Penguins will take set number two by a score of 25-15 as the redshirt senior, Susanna Pilkerton out of Dexter, Michigan, gets the kill to end set number two.
Pickles gets it done, two in a row to finish set number two. And, Forrest, I've got to believe that the left-handed look threw off the front row, the blockers for the Hawks, just enough that she was able to sneak it through on both of those points. Now, sooner or later, the Hawks are going to get it. But there's not a lot of time now. It's getting late for the Hawks. It's two sets nothing in favor of the good old Dominicans. Well, Chelsea Bone just walked in front of the broadcasting area. She will not play tonight. Chelsea has a bad leg out of Missoula, Montana. Bone was highly touted coming into this season, but has not seen any play because she got hurt early. And the question is, will she play at all this season?
Well, And I don't have the diagnosis or anything like that.
You mean you're not a doctor?
No, I'm not
yet.
Unfortunately. Yeah, not. That's in four more years,
okay.
Right? And I do know her pretty well. Mm. I sit next to her in a class, talk to her about volleyball, and she is getting better. She's progressing. So she's getting better. She is hoping to get into some
I'm
action
sure.
this year, you know, but she is progressing well. She's getting better. She's getting healthier. And every day that goes by is another day that she's progressing in her coming off that injury. And
well, Yemi Nolan told me that she is going to be assessed sometime later this week, although yeah. today's Thursday.
Right.
So maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard from Chelsea that it was going to be when they got back from Hawaii, but they get
right.
back and then they play.
Right.
So you can only have so much time on your hands. But she is the other setter, the other freshman setter for this Penguin team. And it's an ankle injury, I believe, which, you know, jumping up and down on the volleyball court, being a setter and all that kind of stuff, ankle injuries are tough to deal with, I'll tell you that. So
do we have that?
I believe
323, everybody, is
I believe
Forrest.
It's right here.
Really?
I got it. Yep.
Here we go,
still
everybody.
Here.
All right.
Here we go.
In the heart of downtown, Sanderfeld Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples.
Or not. I'm not sure what happened, but let me just tell you that it is
man.
A perfect destination for couples, just as the lady in the ad says. And you know my feelings about Sanderfeld Joe's, my favorite restaurant.
Well,
I
don't know what you're talking about. Why don't you tell us?
It's my
I'm
favorite.
I'm sure Taylor doesn't know.
Taylor, I don't know if you know this, Taylor. Taylor Williams, who's here from In the Zone, Thursdays 5 to 6 on Penguin Radio. Oh, I've said that 500 times tonight. Well, I'll say this 500 times. Joe's is my favorite restaurant. Sanderfeld Joe's on 4th Street. My favorite restaurant in Marin. I talk about it frequently, but this isn't just because they support Penguin Radio. I went there on the night I graduated from college. Now, on the night you graduate, Taylor,
yeah.
your parents are going to say, you get to go anywhere you want for dinner. Where do you want to go?
Sanderfeld Joe's.
Well, that's what I did. On my graduation night, when I graduated from Dominican 100 years ago, we went to Sanderfeld Joe's.
Do you remember what you ate?
I had the spaghetti with meatless sauce, and I had a wedge, and then I had the spumoni at the end. And I know that because that's the same thing I've gotten for the past 30 years.
Wow.
That's right. And when my wife and I celebrated our 25th anniversary, Sanderfeld Joe's. I'll probably go there when we celebrate our 50th anniversary because she loves it too. So Sanderfeld Joe's, the premier sponsor of DU Radio and these athletics broadcasts, and we cannot thank them enough. 90 seconds until we get to the third set, which may very well be the decisive set tonight, Forrest. And the way the Penguins have been playing, while the Hawks have been playing tough, and I give them all the credit in the world coming in here and playing the Penguins, who are right in the middle of the pack, seventh in the conference, against the Hawks, who are in the cellar. They haven't won a set. I don't know. They may have won a set, but they haven't won a match yet this year. A lot of freshmen on the team, and that's what happens. This college thing is very cyclical. One year you're Cal Baptist, and the next year you're in the cellar, and it just happens that way. Although it does seem like Cal Baptist is always near the top. When are they going to cycle down to the bottom? I don't know. But the point is that the Penguins and the Hawks have this great rivalry. The Hawks are still playing tough. The DUs just look really fresh still.
Well, a lot of young talent for the Penguins. Seven of the 13 ladies on the roster are freshmen. And Josie Walser, one of the most important positions on the floor, the setter, is a freshman. And she's doing very well tonight. Walser, 20 assists. Leading scorer, leading killer, I should say, for the Penguins. Kate Even with seven. Brittany Lateague right behind her with six. And Steinwan with three kills in set number one. None sense. Well, wonder if she'll get going here in set number three. We did see her have a couple of service errors and a few balls go into the net there in set number two. So we'll see if they can get her going here in set number three.
Well, Steinwan had 15 attempts, even with seven so far. And Summer Williams, for Holy Names, has 20. Well, and that just goes to show you, you usually have one really good outside hitter, and the Penguins have two. You know, I think, what does it take to win? Because you look at a team like Cal Baptist, they're 11-0 in first place. You would imagine if they don't have a loss, they're probably in first. And 8-3 is second place, and that's Azusa Pacific. They're tied with Biola.
Well, I'll tell you how you win.
Okay, well, all right.
You play
do.
to the level of your preparation, not the level of your opponent. Mm. That's how you win week in and week out, game in and game out.
That sounds like something a coach said to you one time. I think about our last our last championship in 2001, and of course we called that game on Penguin Radio. In 2001, where were you in 2001?
Diapers.
Did you listen to the game, though? That's the question.
I don't think we had cell phones then to listen. My desktop back then may have worked fast enough to get it, but no, back then I was 3 years old.
That was our last championship, yeah. And you know who we played in the finals?
Cal Baptist.
No.
Holy Names.
Holy Names.
First one didn't count.
Here we go, set number three, everybody, and we're underway. The Penguins against the Hawks, and the DUs are on defense, and the first kill is from Luizu, but it goes wide, and it goes for the Hawks. So Luizu gets her first chance tonight.
There you go.
I have to talk to her about that in class on Wednesday. No, on Monday. Monday and Wednesday we're in class together, and there's a killer by her teammate, Brittany Lateague, who picks her up. Now, Lateague was in my class last semester. So
you just
a lot
have
of,
everybody.
Well, not all of them, but.
Well, everybody has to take public speaking, and if they do it right, they'll do it with you, right?
Well, you did. Well. Steinwan did. Lateague did, and Luizu. Now the Penguins are on defense as the ball flutters to the floor, diving for a Sierra Allen, but she couldn't bring it up. 2-1 Penguins here in set number three. And here's Luizu, everybody. Her first serve of the night. She bounces it twice with the runner. Luizu perfectly into the back row. Boy, really representing. Verkruzen brings it up, and it hits the top of the tape and falls back on the Hawks side. Luizu gets the service win, 3-1. Here's Eleni. And another perfect serve to the back row. Picked up by Verkruzen. They work it over to the left side. And it struck four times. Michaela Evans hit it with her left hand. I don't think Evans is a lefty from that front left corner.
It was all she could do to just try and nudge it over the net. That's all you need.
4-1. Here's Eleni. Oh, man, another perfect serve. Sierra Allen handles it, but barely. Penguins on offense. Wiles bumps it up. The Penguins work it to the left side. Thomason with a big hit, but blocked, and this finds the floor. The killer by Verkruzen, and the Penguins are up 4-2, but the Hawks with the point. Coming in for the Hawks is Caraccio. Back to the bench is Verkruzen. Caraccio to serve. A 5'9 freshman out of Modesto. 4-2, set three.
Modesto.
Penguins on D. There's the back set, left side. Amy Stein won with the winner in the back row. That found the back line barely in even. Back to the bench, Lateague. 5-2. DU, here's Wiles. Hannah Wiles, first year Penguin out of Battleground, Washington. It's a battleground here in the igloo tonight. Wiles with the runner. And a perfect, oh, man, just dug out in the middle row by Caraccio. And the Penguins can't get it across as Kate Even just mistimed it ever so slightly, and it found the net, 5-3.
That's a rare miss hit by Kate Even. A lot of the time she's perfect.
She's nearly perfect every game.
And if she does miss hit, it goes 100 miles an hour into the net.
Yeah, or faster. Stanley with the serve, 5-3, Penguins on top. And there's Even with a big killer, and that was way over 100. That might have been 200.
StatCast projects 103.
There you go. And it popped up into the 14th row of the grandstands, the IBM tail of the tape, 6-3. The Centerfield Joe's tail of the tape, I should say. And Stein won with the serve to the right side. Penguins on D into the back row. Amy bumps it softly. Oh. Kate into the middle row. No Hawks there. An easy dink winner for the good old DU, 7-3.
And she can kill you with the 100-mile-an-hour, and then she can kill you with the changeup, if you will, right there.
And that was the changeup. Yeah. You're looking fastball, and she comes in with something off speed. Here's Amy. Back row. We're mixing our sports metaphorically. Into the back row. Amy with a bump. There's the set. Back to Steinwan with a killer. Blocked. Oh, somehow it rolls off her shoulder, I think. I'm not sure how the Penguins are still alive, but they are. And finally, the put away by Sierra Allen, and that falls on the Penguins side. 7-4 DUs. But the Hawks are right there in set three.
You know, with how tight this game is, it is a 2-0 set lead for the Penguins, but I like to see Coach Yami Nolan leaving Eleni Luizu in there and letting her play it out. She was there just not able to get her hands on it, but serving well.
Baranowski's come in place of Michaela Evans for the Hawks, and there's a killer by Kate, even it rolls off the top of the tape and falls across. That counts as a kill any way you look at it, 8-4. Here comes Zoe Burgess to serve. She's in place of Kat Thomason. Burgess, her second year with the squad, a 5'2" serving specialist. Any way you look at it, Burgess is so tough. When it comes to, when you need a perfect serve, you bring in Zoe Burgess. That's just the way it is. Soft dink across, helper. Penguins on offense now. Falling backward on it is Luezu. She gets a good one across. Now to the back row. This is off the ceiling twice. And somehow it came off of the hands of Zoe. But it was hit so hard, it hit twice off of the ceiling.
See, it hit a beam and then hit a light. And I tell you what, Sue, if that light wasn't there, yeah, it would have came all the way back over to the Hawks side of the court. Now that would have been a SportsCenter top 10 or not top 10, whichever way you put it.
I've seen it play off the ceiling so many times in this place over the years. And you never know how it's going to bounce around up there. That one hit twice, but somehow the Penguins couldn't get the point. It's 8-5. Penguins on D. There's the bump, Kate, even. Left side. Luezu back row deep. 8-6 as the Hawks get it. Luezu just a little late on the hit. Eleni, a 6'1" freshman out of Glendale. But she has all the makings of a great DU, that's for sure. Amy with the bump to Kate even. The perfect set to even. And Kate let one fly. 9-6, another winner for even.
Well, you feed the hot hand, and that's what they've been doing here in set number three.
Yeah, that's a good call. And, of course, you've got about three or four really hot Penguins right now. And there's a perfect winner by Veracruzan. Veracruzan in the front left corner. The ball was kind of wildly coming at her in the open court, and she was able to just reach across just enough to put it down. 9-7. Hawks hanging tough. Down by only two here in set three. It's two love in sets. Burgess with the bump. There's the set to Lateague into the back row. It's bumped up by Baranowski. And the attempted kill by Veracruzan finds the net. And the Penguins get a little insurance, 10-7.
Well, they've been the first squad to reach double digits here in every single set so far, and it's come out with a W.
Walzer to serve for the Penguins. Back row, very high in the arms of Baranowski, and it's set up. The kill attempt by Stanley, and the Penguins, Lateague throws up the wall with Steinwand, and forget about it. It's back on the Hawks side, 11-7, everybody. Set number three. Penguins on offense. Walzer again, back row again. Eleni with the killer. So it was left right into the front row, just barely across the net, and Luezu puts it into that back right corner.
It was a long dig by Baranowski, and Luezu just...
She read it perfectly, 12-7, the Penguins on offense with the side out. Lateague mistimed it, and she reached over. Oh, wait a minute. I guess one of the Hawks reached over. Sierra Allen, was that a two-touch?
Yes.
I'm not sure what this...
Yes,
right.
It was.
It was a two-touch. Called against Sierra Allen.
You know, I know he's in the building. Now that we have a stoppage in play, I know he's in the building. And I see he changed his hair, and I know he can listen to us. He can hear us. So I'm just going to play this for him real quick, Stu, if you don't
mind. You
must
be talking about the great Brandon Cadiz.
I am. I can see him over there.
All right.
Scott Calhoun's booth, and I'm just going to play this for him really quick because I know he can hear us.
Hi, I'm Brandon Cadiz, and you're listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
That is right, everybody. DJ Nuts, he's working television tonight. He's not on the air with us. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, of course, Forrest Hunt, and Taylor Williams is alongside. We just are in a timeout at this moment, 13-7. The Penguins are on top here in set number three. The Penguins lead 2-love in sets and are looking to get out of this one as quickly as possible against the Hawks from Holy Names. Don't forget, 48 hours from now. Saturday night, 7 p.m., side out. Academy of Art is in the house. Academy of Art, 2-11 in conference. The Penguins, there's another game, as you said, Forrest, that the Penguins should win. They need to win. And it seems like, just like the Hawks, Academy of Art always plays as tough, 13-11. Here we go, Walzer behind the center line. Walzer goes to the middle row, set by Kobaruvius. Penguins with a nice block. Soft set to Brittany Letigue. Left side, Verkruzen. And the Penguins with another one, 14-7. Now Verkruzen in the near corner just can't get through the Penguins' defense. Here's Walzer. Boy, she's really focused. Walzer takes it out to Baranowski. The kill attempt from the middle row goes nowhere. Now here comes Amy. Look out. Cross-court Steinwand! Diving out of bounds for it was Baranowski, but there was no way she was going to get a hand on it. 15-7, thanks to Amy. The magic wand. The hammer. I don't know anybody with more nicknames than Amy Steinwand. She deserves all of them. That's how good she is. Not since the great Shannon O'Connor have we had a Penguin player with the offensive prowess of Amy Steinwand. And there's a quick set by the DU's Josie Walzer. So she'll go back to the line. Walzer's been serving this whole time. She ended up in the front row. 16-11. The Penguins are on offense. Picked up by Sierra Allen. And Amy Steinwand finds the antenna on the near side. 17-7. No, check it.
Yeah, it looked like Veracruz, and that's her second kill attempt in the row that she's gotten the antenna.
I thought Amy caught the antenna, but I should know better. Uh-huh. Steinwand doesn't touch the antenna too many times. So the Penguins with the point. And there's a service ace as Baranowski couldn't handle it, shanked it out of bounds. 18-7.
Looks like Evans is going to come in here for the Hawks. Walzer back to serve once again. 18-7 here in set number three. Two love Penguins. Walzer set circles off the tape, and it's a service. No, it was a pancake save by Williams, far side Luizu. Oh, and it just goes out, but it was off of the fingertips of Williams, so Luizu will get the kill. Penguins with the point, it's 19-7.
Yeah, that was all right by Elaney. She got a good piece of it, and Williams just miscalculated. 19-7 here in set number three. Here's the runner by Walzer. Penguins on D, they throw up a wall off the top of the wall. Off the top of the net, I should say, it goes across. Oh, and a great save by the Hawks. Softly flat-footed by Caraccio, and here's Steinwand. That goes back row. Another soft dink off the front row. Penguins, here comes Luizu. Saved by the Hawks. Set by Kobaruvius. Penguins pick it up. There's Wiles. There's Steinwand. Oh, it just lay on the top of the net. It just seemed to rest on the top of the net forever, and one of the Hawks reached over to help it, and the Penguins get the point. No, Kobaruvius gets the serve. Pardon me. It fell on the Penguins' side. Boy, that was weird how it just rested on the top of the tape. Kobaruvius now 19-8. Penguins on top. Zoe with the bump. There's the set. Here's Amy with the attempt. And it falls out of bounds, so there's a kill for Amy. Steinwand again, 20-8 here in set number three. And Zoe comes out. Thomason is back in there. Luizu will serve again, 20-8.
Boy, and the Penguins reach the red zone before the Hawks reach double digits.
No, and a service ace as it shanked off of Caraccio. Caraccio just couldn't handle it. It was just a little to her right in the back row, 21-8. Can Elaney finish it?
I think she can. She's on a roll.
She is.
Playing well here in set number three.
There's the runner. She goes to Caraccio again. A poor leave, top of the tape. Somehow it's found. Caraccio shanks it out of bounds. Elaney again, 22-8, and the Penguins are just 3 points away from sending the Hawks home very early. This game is exactly 60 minutes old. Here's Elaney with the runner. She goes to the back row. It's picked up by Sierra Allen. And there's the attempted kill as Stanley leaned into it, but the Penguins' Brittany Letigue puts up the block. And it goes out of bounds off of Letigue's hands, 22-9. Set number three, everybody. Well, Elaney doesn't get to finish it. But she did some great work, good old Luizu. I'm a huge fan of Elaney Luizu, if you haven't figured that out by now. Caraccio pumps it up, and the Hawks hit it four times, and you can't do that. Here comes Kate Even, Letigue to the bench. 23-9 as the DUs are looking to close this thing out.
And look for that quick set to Kate Even. She just came back in, put them at match point. I think they might run a quick set here.
23-9 as Wiles comes in. Wiles started the night for the Penguins. Can she finish it? And there's a winner on the block by Kate Even and Steinwan. Actually, Steinwan is credited with the block. And here is the set point. See if the Penguins can get it done right here. Hannah Wiles, the 5'6 freshman, bounces the ball a couple extra times and the spinner, and here's the runner to the middle row. Picked up by Sierra Allen. They move it over to the left side. The kill attempt by Summer Williams. Penguins on offense. Oh, and there's the killer to finish the night by Kat Thomason, the six-footer out of San Rafael. Thomason finishes the job. 25-9 the final. The Penguins get by the Hawks out of Holy Names in three sets, 61 minutes in length, Forrest. It was pretty exciting.
Well, it was, and I don't want to give you too much credit, but you called it before the broadcast started. 60 minutes. We talked about it, how if everything goes right for the Penguins, it would be a quick one, and it lived up to that. And unfortunately,
I was off by 1 minute.
Yeah. I mean, if the price is right, you would lose. But, you know.
No, I think that's a winner because I was under the number.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
But I haven't seen the prices right in a long time. But I'll tell you what is right. The Penguins are right. They got past the Hawks tonight in one of the big matchups of the season. And what's funny about Holy Names, no matter what sport we're playing, the Hawks, whenever we play the Hawks in any sport, the place is always packed as a result because the Hawks just bring that kind of energy to the stadium every time. And I love it, but I love it more when the Penguins win.
Won a dominant first set and a dominant third set. You know, the Penguins won the first set by a score of 25-13. And then it got close there in set number two. They win set number three. You were talking about how the Hawks were getting back in it. They might make a run at it. They might take set number two. Well, it was close. They don't. Penguins win set number two, and they squashed out any hopes of Holy Names coming back here in set number three by winning the last set by a score of 25-8.
Yeah, there was that moment where it was 10-8 or 10-7, and I thought, the Hawks are hanging tough here in set number three, but the Penguins just totally dominant in set three, really pulled away, and then good old Eleni Luezu all but closed it out. But in fact, Hannah Wiles, who started the night for the Penguins serving, did in fact close it out. Luezu was the penultimate server for the good old DUs tonight. Let's go to the Centerfield Joe's player of the game at this point, and we'll even get Taylor Williams in for this, because he wanted to interview one of the players after the game, but unfortunately, NC2A rules won't allow us to talk to the players for a certain number of minutes after the game, and I think it's 15, but I know it's not immediate, and we have to get out of here because they want us to pack up the radio gear, but not before we do our San Rafael Joe's player of the game, so we're going to do that right now. I'm going to leave the obvious one to you and to you. I'm going to go Eleni Luezu tonight because not only am I looking at her for the future of the Penguins? She came in late in the game when the Penguins needed her to step up, got some really important service points, got some great offensive points for the DUs, and she's one of my students. Then that shouldn't play into it, but it does a little bit.
But she must be a great public speaker. She'd be great at interviewing.
She's an extraordinary public speaker and an extraordinary volleyball player. So Luezu is my player of the game. How about you, Forrest?
I'm going to give mine to Kate Even.
Yep.
11 kills for Even. 4 blocks, led the team in both categories.
Yeah, wow. How about that?
So Kate Even gets my Joe's player of the game.
And she's the player of the week this week in the
Pac-West. Player of the week.
How about that? Good old Kate Even. She's right here in front of the broadcast booth. I wonder if we can get Even before we sign off. That would be really cool. I'm going to try and get her while Taylor is
talking.
She's also my player of the week. My player of the game as well, and she's just absolutely balled tonight. And I'm not a huge volleyball guy, but I can tell that she is an impact player.
Well, there
and
you
she's
go.
She's joining us right now.
Okay, set her up with those. Yeah, bring me up.
All right, everybody. Well, Kate Even, we did get a chance to get her. She is the PacWest Player of the Week. She had a great night tonight on both sides of the ball. You were amazing.
Thank you.
But you've been really quite amazing lately as Zoe Burgess is coming by and giving her a hard time. So what is the difference? Last year you were good. you're approaching greatness. What is it about your game?
Thank you.
I mean, seriously, you're getting good fast. You must have done something different. What?
I think for me coming in, I realized I only had 2 more years left of playing volleyball in my whole life. Yeah. With a team. And so this summer I really trained hard, and I really I ran every day. I practiced as much as I could, and I really came in and tried to beat everyone and everything.
Yeah.
And it really showed in preseason, and then as longer the season goes, things just keep getting better with the team. So, yeah.
Yeah, you must be having a good time.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I think that's another element. When we first started out, everyone was new. We didn't really know each other, and it's kind of hard to gel when there are so many new people. But as the season goes on, we kind of gel and we have more energy, and I think that's what the difference is between the beginning of season and right now.
How does it feel to be recognized as a player of the week? I mean, the conference player of the week. Have you been signing
awesome.
A lot of autographs?
No, I haven't, fortunately.
Oh, that's a lie.
I've been getting a lot of emails from my family, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Great support system at home. But, yeah, it's awesome because it's the first time I've been recognized, yeah. And so it's just exciting.
We got to get her to sign our roster for
yeah,
today.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, so each time we're talking about it, it seems like you're getting better and better. And, Forrest, I know you had a question for Kate.
You know, I do. I do. Being 5'11",
yes,
at the front of the net.
Yeah.
I mean, tonight you led the team in kills and blocks.
Oh, cool.
If you didn't know that.
I didn't know
so
that.
You did lead the team. You had 11 kills and 4 blocks. You're 5'11". How do you get up? There's some players in the other squads that are over 6 feet, 6 foot 3, 6 foot 4 even. Oh.
Okay.
And it looks like we have Coach Yami Nolan.
Okay, Kate's got to go. All right. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. I thought you guys were done with your –